Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show, anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
Tanner, I told you this morning that I haven't...
As you sniff.
I can't breathe. I told you I didn't sleep well last night because I couldn't breathe. My allergies were acting up. Every time I walk outside, my eyes just pour. But mostly my nose, like, it's just, like, dry and bloody, and I can't breathe. It feels like I just have to, like, spread apart my face to breathe.
I always know when spring is here because that's when Amber is sneezing. She's not feeling right.
Got a mound of tissues over here.
Yeah, who needs Groundhog's Day when you have Amber's allergies?
To let you know that spring is indeed
absolutely
here. So, you know, I take an allergy pill every day. I always have. And I just need something to work. I don't know what's going on. I know a lot of people experience allergies here in Sonoma County. Tanner, have you experienced any allergies as of late?
Oh, yeah, but I got my whole thing down.
All right, let's hear it.
I take a pill. I make sure my windows are closed at night, even mm-hmm. though I love that Sonoma County air at night, and
it's
know it stinks, and I have an air purifier in my bedroom for when I go to sleep.
I have all those things.
All of them?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Maybe you got to cut your nose off or something.
I am thinking about it. We're getting some great responses on our Froggy Facebook page. I asked for advice at facebook.com/froggy929. And Lucia from Sebastopol has told me to switch it up. She says, I know you take Zyrtec, but I rotate between Zyrtec and Allegra every couple of years. She said, Claritin doesn't work for me, but it might for you. Now, I used to take Claritin. I took it my whole life, and my doctor said switch to Zyrtec. So the past couple years, I've been taking Zyrtec. Does that mean I need to switch back to Claritin or try something new? Like, what's
Maybe.
The deal here?
That's a tough one because you never know if it's going to work.
I don't know. Nothing's going to work. I'm just going to live like this.
Heather from Santa Rosa said add a sinus rinse and Flonase.
I've never done a sinus rinse.
They're great. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
I heard that story about that girl getting like a bacteria in her brain from that, and it scared me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
No idea? No. Okay. Kristen from Petaluma says to eat local honey. Which
that's a huge one.
I've heard that before. Where can I get local honey?
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
It's not very often when I cause outrage and people being mad at me.
That's not true.
Well, I'm saying doesn't happen
very often. Yeah, sorry. I misunderstood. You're right. Okay.
But I did on the Inside Froggy 92.9 podcast when I dropped a truth bomb and everyone is demanding that I turn in my California card. I said that In-N-Out fries suck. And I stand by it. I am digging my heels in the sand and in the dirt with it.
It created a very strong reaction from our fellow Froggy crew members.
Yeah. I mean, I have never experienced everyone look at me with such shock and horror in my entire life.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I was just shocked that you said it out loud.
And I'm saying it right now, and I'm sticking to it. We need you to make the call. Are In-N-Out fries good? 65% of people said on Froggy's Instagram that's overrated. So I'm not alone.
I'm going to screenshot everyone who said it was overrated and blast it.
Do it. It's just nice to know I'm not alone. So who else is courageous enough to go on the record and say they don't like In-N-Out fries?
It's time to come forth. Admit your distaste for In-N-Out fries. Call us at 636-1UP.
This is Nancy, and I'm from Windsor. Okay. Hi. Tanner, I am in complete agreement. I hate In-N-Out fries.
Yes!
And I am a true native Californian. I'm a native Santa Rosan.
Well, that means that, you know, I get a little credibility to my... Because everyone's saying, this is because you're not from California.
Well, no, they stink. And McDonald's are the bomb.
Did we just become best friends?
Yes, we did.
Hey, Jason from Cotati. I completely agree with you. The In-N-Out fries are trash. Now, I am born and raised in California. The only way that I like them, I'll get them well done. If you want them fresh, you got to ask for the no salt, which kind of helps.
Okay.
What I found was the best way, I only get it every once in a while, is get them animal style.
Yeah, that's the only way I'll eat them.
they're not what they what everybody else thinks they are. Yeah, you got to know the secret menu.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Do you know a couple that wore something, you know, other than formal wear on their wedding day? I'm asking this because I've been doing a lot of research for my wedding. Tanner, you suggested I join, you know, Facebook groups, Reddit, what are they called? Subreddits.
Okay. Communities. Yep.
Communities. I'm so old. All right. So I've been seeing these really interesting trends of brides wearing jumpsuits to their weddings this year and next.
Like they're going into space?
So I mean, it's not like a Michelin man situation.
Oh,
but
okay.
it's like pants with like lace tops instead of like the traditional wedding gown.
That seems comfortable.
It seems pretty cool. Which is something I might do for like the rehearsal dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
But David's Bridal has also said that weddings are gonna be more casual this year and next because of the pandemic.
Makes sense.
So do you know someone that's going to or maybe has discussed not doing something formal for their wedding?
My best friend in the entire world, Alden.
You had to put that in there, huh?
Yeah, I had to.
On the entire planet,
Alden. He told me that on his wedding day, when that comes, he's going to be wearing some type of robe.
Like a Hugh Hefner situation, you think?
Something like that. And he says that if the person he's with says no, then that's not the right person for him.
No, good for him.
Yeah.
You know, you do you. And
gotta
you
respect
hope,
that confidence.
You hope someone loves you for it.
Yep.
That being said, do you know a couple that wore something other than formal wear to their wedding day? What funny or weird thing was it?
Give us a call right now, 636-1-HOP. On the line is Rhonda from Sebastopol.
I went to a wedding that had everybody invited happened to be in camouflage.
Yeah.
Oh, the groom looked like he had something on from out of like Duck Dynasty. You know, the browns and the camouflage green and the beiges,
yeah,
colors with the, you know, just a t-shirt and the camouflage pants. It was really neat.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week right now on Froggy 92.9.
Today's country, Froggy 92.9. We're Amber and Tanner in the morning.
On the phone right now, we have winemaker David Reddy from Murphy Good. Murphy Good just launched a really good job campaign, and it went viral. This thing blew up because they want to bring someone to Sonoma County.
David, first of all, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
What a great morning.
Yeah. David, are you guys really giving away some free rent to someone for a year and a six-figure salary?
Yeah, no, this is true. In these times of trouble, we wanted to create the opportunity for someone to actually have a career in the wine business. So, you know, and it's open to people nationwide. It's going to be for a year, free rent in Healdsburg, $10,000 a month, and a year supply of Murphy Good wine.
Did you expect it to go viral and blow up the way the story did?
No, it's been amazing. This is something that we did back in 2009. It was the first and only other time we ran this job campaign. And back then, you know, the times were very similar economically. We decided, let's just get somebody who wants to have a career.
If someone was going to do this coming into Sonoma County and they were the winner, what type of things would they learn?
The job will start in September, so they'll work with me in wine production. So we'll be walking the vineyards and deciding when to pick grapes and going through the whole winemaking process. And then depending on, you know, the interest that this person has.
So they don't really have to have any prior knowledge of the wine industry to apply for this job. They just have to have an interest.
They just have to have passion.
Okay.
You know? So
yeah.
A passion for the wine industry, a passion for life, you know, and all it takes is a 60-second video.
Wow.
That is the application. And then we are going to fly out or drive out with local people, and we'll have our top 10. And we'll do real interviews and just have a great time for a week. And then we will select our winner.
Dang, it almost seems like you guys can create like a reality show.
I know.
This.
Well, say you were flying someone out to Sonoma County. What is one thing they need to know about Sonoma County or about Murphy Good?
Well, I mean, first of all, Sonoma County, as you know, is just one of the best places on earth.
Yeah. Right.
We have incredible weather, incredible food. It's just, it's such a wonderful place. I've lived here now for 30 years. You know, our old slogan was, we take our wine seriously, ourselves not so much.
Oh my gosh, you know? I love that.
If you know someone that doesn't live in Sonoma County and you want to bring them here to Sonoma County, a good applicant, you can head to murphygoodwine.com. Dave Reddy, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, Dave. We'll come and see you soon, okay? That's Murphy, G-O-O-D-E, wine.com.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
Has it really been 15 years since Hannah Montana took over our lives? Miley Cyrus, she shared a lengthy letter she wrote to Hannah Montana, the pop star alter ego character of Miley Stewart, on our socials. Worth reading when you get a chance. We've actually posted it on our Facebook page at Amber and Tanner in the Morning. So Hannah Montana was a show that aired on Disney Channel from 2006 until 2001. And I missed it. I never watched it.
Never.
I knew it was a thing. I mean, I was like 15 at the time it was released. So I felt like I was too old for it. But then all my friends watched it. I don't get the references. But I read this letter and I realized it, like, this role, this Hannah Montana, changed the lives of every girl watching.
Do you think it's too late for you to get those lessons installed in you?
I don't know. I want to go back and watch it just to see what it's all about.
I mean, why not? There's thousands of shows that we could watch. Might as well.
I mean, would it be weird for like a 30-year-old woman to watch Hannah Montana?
I mean, if you start like bringing a brown wig into the studio and having your own alter ego, I'll be a little. But no, I mean, I watch SpongeBob every once in a while, so knock yourself out.
I mean, is there a show you missed out on as a kid that you like have gone back and watched now?
Not really.
Besides SpongeBob, no.
No.
I did it with the Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's a really good show. I watched it a couple of months ago, so I guess I don't feel super weird about going back and watching Hannah Montana.
You know what? There actually is a show. Remember Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Yeah.
I was too scared to watch it when I was a kid, so I think I might give it a shot as an adult.
Why not?
But I say go for it. I mean, you're watching it alone. It's not like you're making your fiance watch every episode of Hannah Montana or anything.
You would not do that. Well, we posted the letter to Hannah Montana on our Amber and Tanner in the Morning Facebook page and asked if I should go back and watch it, would it be weird?
Katie from Santa Rosa said, do it.
Sadie from Petaluma says, I have four daughters, and I thought everyone partied in the USA.
Jennifer from Ukiah said, I enjoyed watching it with my daughter. It reminded me of a younger Lucy and Ethel show. Oh, I didn't think of that comparison. I took her to the Hannah Montana concert, too, and was surprised it wasn't that bad.
Now, it was the 15-year anniversary. I don't think there is the reboot, but if there is, I don't want to miss out on the hype.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Want to hear from you right now. When should your kids start going on social media? We're asking this because I was watching Mad Men on Amazon Prime the other day. And if you don't know the show Mad Men, it's about a guy named Don Draper who worked in advertising in the 60s. Talks about life in the 60s in general. And right now where I am in the show, it's talking about parenting and how complex it can be. But 1960s parenting to parenting now has to be so different just because of social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's different in many ways, and the advancement of technology has consumed our children.
Absolutely. And so we asked you this on Facebook. At what age should a kid get social media? Facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the Morning.
Stacy from Hillsburg says, my youngest is 16. I'd say it's been about 3 years for her. So I'd say 13 when they become official teenagers.
Christina from Santa Rosa, she said, my kids are both too young, 7 and 3.5 right now, but I did sign them up for Messenger for Kids. I get to pick who they get to call on their tablets, and I see every conversation they have.
Wow.
A three-year-old has a... like a Facebook-type page?
Janine from Sebastopol says 11, but he was super responsible, and I had to be okay with everything he did.
I remember when I was 12 years old, the internet and social media was just starting to pop off, and MySpace was the first social media I ever went to. I remember begging my brother, please don't tell Mom I have a MySpace page. I just want to make a top 5 and have a playlist.
You know, my dad surprised me with a cell phone when I was around 13. I kept borrowing his because I was playing sports and going out of town a lot. And I think it came down to him being sick of me borrowing his cell phone, and he just got me another one. So I think when you're a teenager and you're starting to go out and do things, that's probably the appropriate time because you want to be safe.
Right. Social media is such a scary thing for adults.
Yeah.
I can imagine as a parent, it's scary to introduce your kid into that world.
Exactly.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever been ridiculously overcharged for something? Got this really, I don't know if it's funny, haha, or if it's funny, like, oh dear Lord. But a Colorado woman named Lisa, she was charged $5,705 just for one Starbucks coffee.
Oh, Lord.
So Lisa, bless her heart, says a barista entered $5.70 twice. And she spent months trying to get the charge reversed. I feel so bad for her. She has no money right now except what her bank put into her account just so she could pay her bills. And I've been there. But what has this ever happened to you?
PG&E. They triple charged me once.
No.
And, you know, PG&E in those summer months, that's not cheap. And it was like $800 at one point. And thankfully, they gave it back to me pretty quickly, which Lisa in Colorado isn't really have the luxury of having. But I this has happened to you too, right?
Amazon charged me $30 like 16 times once.
Oh my God.
I was like, what is going on? They were like, we see nothing wrong. And I was like, why would this be a thing?
You're like, why do I need 500 toothbrushes?
I didn't even get that many things.
Yeah.
So it was like really ridiculous. They charged me $30 this many times, and I had to talk to like 8 different people.
That's the worst.
To get it handled.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need this money.
Yeah.
Like, let's figure this out. But you know, we're not the only ones. When have you been ridiculously overcharged?
Give us a call right now. 6361 Hop on the line is Holly from Windsor.
During Hurricane Katrina, I called the Red Cross to donate $20, and they took $20,000 out of my bank account.
Oh.
They overcharged, and it was a mess getting it cleared up.
Wow.
I had to make several calls, and finally got it fixed, but it was the Red Cross just kept putting me through to other people,
yeah.
And my bank finally got a hold of somebody and realized that was totally wrong, and I realized it when I couldn't use my card, and I was like, what? I didn't even have that much money.
Amber and Tanner on demand every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woo-hoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What is the best secret menu item that you can think of? You know, I talked about a couple days ago how I hate In-N-Out fries, and I still stand by that point. I still think they're garbage.
Oh, man.
And everyone was telling me, Tanner, you have to have them well done.
Well done, yeah.
Tanner, you have to have them animal style, which those aren't on the menu, and I how am I supposed to know that? I guess that's the power of Froggy 92.9.
Yeah.
I learned these things, but there's a lot of power with secret menu items.
There sure is. I love being in the know about fast food items.
Do you have anything that you love regarding a secret menu item?
Yes. I love Jamba Juice. It's a recent addiction of mine.
Nice.
And I found out you can order this thing called the Skittles smoothie. So go to the Jamba Juice on Mendo, and if you order this, you'll get a mixture of lemonade, lime sherbet, frozen yogurt, and strawberries, and it tastes just like Skittles.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want that now.
Yeah.
Can we get that after the show?
We sure can.
Absolutely. my favorite, it's called a McDank from McDonald's. They won't make it for you, but basically what you have to do is you have to get a McDouble. You split it in half, and you slide a McChicken in between the two patties.
I still haven't tried that.
It will change your life. I guarantee it.
There's no way I'm going to like it.
I guarantee you'll like it.
Okay, we'll go to Jamba Juice, and then we'll go to McDonald's after the show.
It'll be a whole day.
And we'll try both secret menu items.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. What is your favorite secret menu item?
Rachel from Sebastopol says, whenever I'm feeling under the weather, I get a medicine ball from Starbucks. What's that?
It's like this tea that they make. They throw all these honeys and all this stuff in it. It's amazing.
Like herbs?
Yeah. If you have a sore throat, it will cure it.
Okay, cool.
Tom from Santa Rosa said, lettuce wrap burgers.
Oh, yeah. That's something you can do pretty much anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Valerie from Clear Lake says, if you ask Chipotle, they can make you a plate of nachos.
Well, I'm doing that, too.
Aww.
So we got to go to Jamba Juice, McDonald's, Starbucks, and Chipotle today.
That's too many, Tanner.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever stopped doing chores because maybe you were mad or because you wanted to teach your family or partner a lesson, Tanner?
My college roommates.
Okay.
They were short on rent 1 month, so I was short on chores.
Check that out. Yeah, you got them.
They were super gross, too, and the entire apartment was a disaster. I swear our toilet got barnacles.
Do you think it was worth it?
No.
Barnacle Bob over there.
I tried to make a point, but the point did not stand.
Well, I'm not saying, like, this made me mad. I just think it's funny, but my fiance has a really nasty habit of leaving his clothes in the dryer for, like, an entire week.
And I do the same thing.
I've vented to you about this before, Tanner.
Yeah.
But I always end up having to fold them or even rewash them sometimes so I can use the dryer. Because I have clothes, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that or not, Tanner.
I just thought you wore the same thing every day.
Clothes that need to be washed. So I guess I decided to leave my clothes in the dryer for a week.
Okay.
I don't know if I was trying to teach him a lesson or what. So he had to fold them yesterday for me so he could use the dryer.
Keep doing it. Do it like three more times and see if the point gets across.
Oh, my gosh.
Because maybe he thought, oh, Amber's just forgetful.
No. I think I kind of did it on purpose.
No, I'm saying that he might thought, oh, Amber just forgot. If you keep doing it, then he might learn the lesson.
Oh, yeah. He's like, this stinks.
Yeah.
I have to fold laundry so I can use the dryer. What a crazy concept. Wow. Well, we're getting some messages right now on our Froggy Facebook page. That's facebook.com/froggy929.
Kathy from Windsor says, let me know when you want to talk about the fact that I stopped doing the laundry, too. It's getting a bit post-apocalyptic. The piles are everywhere.
Stephanie from Pitgrove says, the last of the toilet paper roll in the downstairs bathroom was used at 7:04 p.m. last night. It hasn't been replaced. The downstairs bathroom is now out of action for anyone that remembers. For anyone that doesn't, God help them.
And Caitlin from Santa Rosa says, do I switch on the dishwasher? It's killing me. Knowing the dishwasher is full but just sitting there is killing me.
Hold out, Caitlin. You can do it.
You got it.
All right, we want to hear from you, so give us a call right now. Have you ever stopped doing chores because you're mad or you're trying to teach your family a lesson?
6361HOP on the line is Samantha from Runner Park.
Who are you mad at, Samantha?
It was my middle daughter. She was doing one of those things where it's like, okay, well, you need to go do your chore and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So finally got to it. I'm like, fine. I'm not doing anything. Ooh. All chores are now your responsibility. So I didn't do the dishes. I didn't do the laundry. I did nothing. The dishes were definitely piled up. But I think it eventually got to the point where I needed to cook dinner because I was hungry, and there wasn't any room to do it because there were so much dishes.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Want to hear from you right now. What is the wildest thing that you've ever seen in a Walmart? I don't know why, but the craziest stuff always goes down at Walmart.
Yeah, it definitely does. Especially when you come from like small hick towns like we do.
Yeah.
No offense.
Hey, no offense taken.
No offense to us.
I've seen my fair share, and I know you have too. In Connecticut, a person was arrested for shooting off fireworks inside the electronics section of a Walmart.
Inside?
And when he was arrested, come they on. Said, "Why were you doing this?" And he said, "I was bored." You know, just bored, gonna shoot off some fireworks in the middle of Walmart.
In a hick town. You know, Connecticut, I hear it's pretty boring there.
Oh, I bet. What's the wildest thing that you've ever seen in a Walmart?
Does Honey Boo Boo count?
Yeah, I think that's like number one on the list.
So I'm from where Honey Boo Boo is from, and I saw her and her family in our local Walmart, and they were driving around in motorized scooter things. And I was like with my friends, and my friends asked if they could take a picture, and they said, "No, Walmart, Walmart doesn't let us take pictures inside."
What?
That's what they said.
What? I don't believe that.
So, I don't know. That was weird. What about you?
The weirdest thing I've seen my fair share of weird stuff, but what comes to mind is I saw some live-action role play take place in a Walmart. It's LARPing.
LARPing, huh?
And it's basically where people have, like, styrofoam swords and start fighting each other, and it was in the middle of the freezer section. And I was like, can I just get my chicken nuggets and get out of here?
I just want my ice cream.
Please just let me be.
So weird.
But it went on for, like, 30 minutes, and nobody did anything, but I guess that's just kind of the spirit of Walmart.
It truly is, Tanner.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. What's the funniest or strangest thing you've seen inside of a Walmart?
Give us a call at 636-1-HOP. On the line is Kristen from Petaluma.
We were seeing these three old men in the aisle, and they were opening up packages and eating stuff out of
them. Oh, my God.
And as we're walking through, every time we saw an open package, we would say, "Oh, look, the three old men came down this aisle." They were literally opening up stuff and just taking taste out of it.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
What's the fanciest restaurant you've ever been to? Call us right now, 636-1-HOP. Tanner, I was talking to you about how I wanted to surprise my fiance Cole for his birthday. It's been 2 years since he's really been able to celebrate his birthday. Mm-hmm. Last March, we were driving here. Happy almost anniversary of Amber 10 in the Morning, by the way.
Dinner. I know. It's going to be our third year.
Yeah, well, it'll be our second anniversary, I suppose.
Yeah.
So we were driving across country, and then last year, it was the pandemic. We were in the middle of the 3-month shutdown.
Yeah, so you couldn't really go out and go to anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to go big. You know, Cole's really into fine dining. So I was like Googling some places, and I found this restaurant called Hazel Hill. It's part of the Montage in Healdsburg. It's a resort. I walked in, and boy, was that fine dining.
Did you feel a little bit out of your element?
It felt illegal for me to be in there. I felt so backwoods. I'm from Georgia, and I mean, we have fine dining in Georgia, but nothing like this. I mean, the views of like the vineyards and like Mount St. Helena was in the background.
Yeah.
You could see it. It was like absolutely incredible. Cole was like in love. I wish we could get married there. He had such a good time, but it just felt so fancy, down to like the tiniest details.
It's so fancy that it almost feels like they have to do like a fancy scanner on each person that goes in. Beep,
right?
Beep, beep. Not fancy enough. Beep, beep, beep.
I know. Was it okay to wear jeans? It was totally fine. It was such a wonderful atmosphere.
That's
awesome. Everything's so relaxed here in wine country. But have you felt like this, Tanner? Have you ever been to a really fancy or expensive restaurant?
Definitely. A lot of people don't know, but if you go to the top of the Space Needle in Seattle, it's actually a restaurant.
That's awesome.
And it costs like $20 just to go up to the top of the Space Needle. And I ate there one time. They had all these fancy foods, and I don't have a sophisticated palate whatsoever. I was just like, where are the chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
I don't want this fancy seafood.
Let me get those French fries.
It's a certain level of fancy that if you don't know how to pronounce menu items, you know you're in trouble.
I didn't know how to pronounce anything at this restaurant. Luckily, Cole did. I was like, what's a shambo?
You're just pointing the menu. I want that.
that. Yeah, that's basically what I did. It's great. We wanted to hear from you, though. What's the fanciest or nicest restaurant you've ever been to? And we asked on our Facebook page, facebook.com/froggy929.
Tucker from Santa Rosa said Firehouse Steakhouse in Old Town Sacramento.
I looked up the menu for this, by the way. It looks delicious.
Yeah.
Nancy from Rohnert Park says the French Laundry in Napa.
And Tom from Sonoma said there's a restaurant inside the Summer Palace in Beijing. I was a guest at 15 years old and ate a 13-course meal there.
13-course meal?
Dang.
I didn't even know that was a thing or possible.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
Prince Harry just started his first job yesterday in the private sector. NBC says that he's the chief impact officer at a company called Better Up right here in San Francisco.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
So we got some royals among us. Well, former royals, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
It's at a health tech company that offers professional and mental health coaching. And, yep, it's going to be Harry's first job in the private sector.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that weird
to
think?
What an incredible first job for someone.
Yeah, right. That's way better than my first job.
Which was?
I worked at Little Caesars. I would go early in the morning and make the dough. And I would go around and go, oh, yeah, you see, I'm the dough man around here. And people would say, shut up, Tanner, and go to school.
You didn't see Tanner just then, but he pretended he had a cigar in his mouth. All right.
What about yours?
My first job was at a radio station, actually.
That's pretty dang cool.
And it was really intense for a first job. I had a lot of pressure on me.
What did it entail? Were you on the air?
I was not on the air, but I ran the board for live sporting events, and it was just, oh man, I don't know. It was very hectic, but
oh yeah,
it taught me a lot as a first job.
Yeah.
To work under pressure and things like that.
The thing I love about first jobs is it builds a foundation of like what you're gonna do later in your career.
Yes.
Like, of course, I'm not making pizzas now, but like I think the bare bones of what I learned at that job when I was 16 years old provided so many life lessons for me that apply now.
Yeah, I'm very glad it happened.
Yeah.
My first job as well. It taught me a lot. So we want to hear from you. What was your first job?
Give us a call right now at 6361 HOP. On the phone is Dale from Healdsburg.
My friend of mine's dad was a plumber, and he had a job to go to, and he had to do some plumbing, but he hired me to come and sit and watch a toilet, make sure it wouldn't overflow.
What?
It'd get up high on the rim, then it'd go back down. It'd be kind of like, oh, it's going to go. Nope, it didn't go over.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Where is the strangest place you've ever visited or traveled to? Yesterday, this memory popped in my head. I have no idea why. I have no idea where it came from. But it was of my grandmother, my cousin, my aunt, and I going to the Cabbage Patch Museum.
Huh.
Do you know the Cabbage Patch Kids?
Oh, yeah.
So there's this place called, it's called Babyland General Hospital. And it's in Cleveland, Georgia. And I had to have been a teenager, but I have no idea why we went there or why we were there. And it's such a strange place to visit. I put a little description in there, Tanner, if you want to read what Babyland General is all about.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mother Cabbage is always on display beneath the branches of the magic crystal tree. Pollinated by fanciful bunny bees, our magical cabbage patch is tended by our licensed patch doctors and nurses. Babyland General Hospital is the only place in the world where you can witness the birth of a hand-sculpted cabbage patch kid.
It is a magical land.
Wow.
That's for sure.
It's
as hokey as it sounds. There's nurses in there that are like, wow, look at the new birth of this baby. Her name is Honeybee. And it's like a bald cabbage patch kid with big cheeks.
I feel like
it comes out of a literal cabbage.
It's crazy. As a kid, that would be a lot of fun. But as a teenager, you'd be like, okay.
I was like, why are we here? And my cousin's like, 8 years older than me, too. So it's like, your cousin's what are like 25. Why are you guys bringing us here? So it made me curious. Is there a place like this that you've been to or just like a weird town? I mean, gosh, there's so many possibilities here.
I went on a field trip to an Amish farm once, which was fine, but it ended up being like a recruiting trip where they like handed us all pamphlets to take home to our parents
Are
to
you
like
serious?
Be Amish. And I have nothing against Amish people, but like I wasn't going to give up SpongeBob.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no way.
Yeah, just, it was very strange.
Couldn't give up your iPad.
Definitely not.
All right. So we asked this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberTanner in the morning. What's the strangest place you visited or traveled to?
Peggy from Healdsburg says, I've been to hell, Michigan. Also, Paradise, Michigan.
Oh, my gosh, Michigan.
I love that those hell two names are in the same state.
I'm surprised there's not a heaven, Michigan. But anyway.
There should be.
Hannah from Roner Park says, my mom took me to the Precious Moments Chapel. Yes, it's a thing. It's kind of like the Cabbage Patch Kid Museum, whatever.
A little bit.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
What's something you loved and adored as a kid, but as you grew up into an adult, realized, man, that thing kind of stinks? I was looking for a quick dinner last night at Safeway in Bennett Valley, and I came across SpaghettiOs. Good old can of SpaghettiOs. And I thought to myself, man, I haven't had that in forever. That kind of sounds like it's going to slap right now. I could use some SpaghettiOs in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Did the self-checkout, made it when I got home, poured it into a nice bowl, sat myself down in front of my TV, took a bite and went, oh, that's not as good as it once was. I don't know what happened. My taste buds have obviously evolved and changed because as an adult, SpaghettiOs are gross.
Yeah.
I don't know why I liked them so much when I was a kid.
I feel the same way about Vienna sausages.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Those little canned sausages?
Ugh.
What the heck are even are those? Like, what?
Like, why did I eat this so much when I was a kid?
I used to eat them all the time with saltine crackers.
And it's disappointing because you want yourself to love it like when you were younger, but you try it again, you're like, oh, what was I thinking?
Who let me?
Who let me do this?
Like, why?
Do you have anything like that except for the Vienna sausages in your life that you loved as a kid but don't really like as an adult?
I mean, the only thing I could think about is Vienna sausages.
Yeah?
Yeah, and like for some reason, fake oyster soup out of like a can.
Oh, I love that stuff. I'll still down that like nobody's business.
What? Clam chowder from a can, too? What was I thinking?
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberAndTanner in the morning. What's something you used to love when you were a kid but don't like as an adult?
Mitch from Sebastopol says, emails. What? When I was in college, when I got an email address, I was super excited to get an email. Now I hate getting them because it's either a stupid meeting or something I have to do or address at work.
Edgar from Forestville said Chef Boyardee. As a child, I loved it, but now as an adult, I find it repulsive and just completely gross.
That's a good one, though. Oh, man, I missed that. Amy from Clear Lake says SpongeBob and Patrick. I totally understand Squidward now.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What is something I should know before planning my wedding? My fiance and I were talking last night. We're in the process of saving money, trying to figure out what we need, getting the guest list nailed down, and we're going to see some venues next month, hopefully.
Next month, that's huge.
Yeah, everything's been shut down. We've kind of been a little wary about visiting venues and making solid plans, but now that things are starting to open up and people are getting vaccinated, it seems like this wedding's going to actually happen eventually.
Yay!
Woo! Tanner, now I know that you have not had a wedding before.
Not that I'm aware of.
But do you think there is something I should know going into wedding planning, or do you have any advice for me?
If I was getting wed, which isn't happening for a very long time, I guess my advice would be just figuring out your budget for everything and how much you want to spend on each individual thing. Like how much you want to spend for your venue, how much you want to spend for napkins.
Napkins?
I don't know. Your wedding dress.
I didn't even think about that.
Just figuring that stuff out ahead of time before you go into like each individual thing separately.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people say like weddings are a scam and like not necessarily a scam, but there's like this huge industry out there
yeah.
that, you know, can take advantage of you and you can just waste your money on and everything's overpriced. So I was starting to get into all those things last night and I got really scared.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. But I want to know, like, what is something you think I should know before getting into wedding planning? We asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberAndTannerInTheMorning. Here's what you said.
Mary from Santa Rosa said, Amber, don't get too uptight about having the perfect wedding because there's no such thing. Something always goes wrong and be prepared to laugh at it and not cry.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
I'm worried that my fiance might cry
yeah.
a little bit.
He's the napkins were the wrong accent color.
I'm a little more go with the flow, so hopefully I'll not cry at those tiny little details. We'll see. Ashley from Rona Park gives some more advice. She said, weather type for what month you pick. DJ or band, that's what you have to decide. And then she said, my opinion is to let the dress you pick tell what theme or ideas to do.
That's really cool. That's something I never would have thought of.
Everything centers around the dress, huh?
Yeah. And Mandy from Sebastopol said, get the food you and your husband want to eat. Don't cater to what you think your guests want. They'll eat it regardless.
That's some really good advice.
So chicken McNuggets? Just
exactly. Exactly.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
You might know this, you might not know this, but I'm on a journey to become a world-class chef.
Ooh.
By a world-class chef, I mean trying to cook like above the third grade level.
Yeah, like not quite Salt Bae, but
yeah.
Not quite Gordon Ramsay. You're almost there.
I'm a little bit more like
Easy Bake Oven.
Yep, there we go. Perfect. But here's the thing is like what I'm learning in, by cooking a lot of meat is I have no idea how to season anything. Like I'll cook chicken and I just can't taste anything.
Have you Googled like seasonings?
I have, but I don't know really where to start with them.
Okay.
And so I wanted to reach out to everyone and see what they think because the only seasoning I have is salt and pepper.
Well, it looks like we have a lot of. Salt and pepper. That's a great way place to start. But it looks like we have a lot of great responses on our Froggy Facebook page. That is facebook.com/froggy929. Contribute right now.
Lauren from Roner Park said lemon zest or juice can really take something up a level if it's used properly.
Yes.
How do you not use it properly? Like too much of it?
Yeah, I suppose. Or too little.
Huh.
Either way. Looks like Marcy from Sebastopol says cayenne pepper added to everything. Okay. What Marcy's not telling you is don't put too much cayenne pepper in there.
Is it like just a spice? Like, I literally don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's really, really hot.
Okay.
So it's like you only need just a pinch.
Ooh, and I got to be careful because you know me, Amber. Mayo is spicy to me.
Yeah.
And Hannah from Santa Rosa, said garlic salt. I put it on everything.
Garlic salt is great. Onion powder, things like that are great. But the secret ingredient to everything that makes it taste amazing is butter.
Butter?
Butter.
To everything?
Just about.
Is that because you grew up in the South? That's like...
Well,
honestly, I don't know anything about cooking. Maybe it's a normal thing.
Even in like French cuisine and things like that, they add butter and it just elevates the flavor. I don't know why. I put it on everything. I cook with it.
Even your cereal?
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.